Talk Live, Saturday edition, here live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find on the site. We give them away. You get to create the content. So you can find something you like online, you think's interesting or outrageous or fun. You post it to our website at freetalklive.com. It receives votes, maybe good votes, maybe negative votes. And then we'll see it on the site and consider talking about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free. And every now and then we'll have a caller, just somebody randomly call the show. And just find I just find them so fascinating. I want to stick with them. I want to keep them on for a little while. Maybe even take your calls for the caller. And that's what we're doing now. And Sally has been a very good sport about this, despite being in pretty serious disagreement with the host of the show.
Specifically me. I probably have been not so hosty as
you've
I should
been loud.
Be.
You've been a little loud. I mean, I think I disagree as much as you do, Mark. I'm just not as loud because I don't have the baggage attached.
Right. I'm so thoroughly damaged by my experience inside the church that I can't take this stuff very well. Mm. And I, you know, a lot of longtime listeners of the show, they know it. Some people call in just to rile me up on the issue.
We've been talking about religion, and Sally is she's a Christian. She you know, has her belief systems about gay people and drug users. And that's one of the things we were focusing on here. We actually had a call from David in California. We're going to bring him on here. Sally, just want to make sure you're back with us.
I'm here.
All right, I'm going to try to bring David on the line here with you, Sally. David, are you with us?
Yes, I am, and I much appreciate your show.
Great. You're on with Sally.
Sally, I think you have some really good, clear notions of what is right and wrong for you, and I'm hearing you express that very well. Am I also hearing you say you have the right to decide for others what's right and wrong for them as well?
No, you're not hearing that.
Okay,
I was just saying what the Bible says, and I was praying while commercials are on, and I want you to write this down, David. Joel chapter 2, 30 and 32, and then in Acts chapter 2, 20. What that says is, I see that time's growing short, and the Lord said, I'm going, but I'm going to return, and there's going to be four blood red moons. And that's what Joel and Acts and also in Matthew chapter 24:29, he said the moon will turn blood red, the sun will darken. And if you go on NASA's website, you'll see that the four blood red moons, the first one's going to be on April 14th, Passover. And you know, the Jewish
and
people.
Wait,
still
but then what off. Happens? What happens after the blood red moons?
Well, then there's one in October on the Feast of Tabernacles.
I don't care when they are, but what's supposed to happen after they happen?
Well, just listen.
Give the last date and then tell us what's going to happen.
He said, no man knows the day or the hour. But okay. He said, look up, I will put signs in the heavenlies. And God, the first thing God created was the sun, the moon, the stars. He created.
Is this supposed to be the end of the world? I'm sorry, I'm just not understanding what she's beating around the bush at here. What happens
after the trumpet will sound, Jesus will come on a white horse.
He's just like the Lord said, I will put
time
my
is short, so
side.
Repent. Repent your sins. Blah, blah, blah.
How many times do you think this has been said? I think it was John and Patmos.
Prophet. There was one, I think, a year ago or so who said it was going to happen on June 23rd or something.
Didn't Paul say that it was going to happen soon?
You need. Did you write those down? I hope you did.
I have them written down. Joel 2:30 and Acts 2:20.
David, I want to Mark, before you keep going on this, David, I want to give you a chance to respond to Sally. Hold on. I want to make sure David has a chance to respond to you. Go ahead, David.
Well, that's right. I very much appreciate your thinking as it relates to yourself, Sally. You're very much, I'm sure, aware that not everybody shares the same conclusions and logic that you do. I am myself a humanist. I'm not a theist. I do believe I'm a moral person who tries to do the right thing, but I do it by totally different standards and books than you do.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Sally, your thoughts?
For David, I believe that everyone believes in something or he believes in nothing, not even himself. And the reason I was giving you those dates, because they are very important, and I just wanted you to meditate on them. David, your name means beloved. That's what your name means. I don't have my name book here, but I do names and tell people what they mean. And
they means your parents. It means your parents like it.
That's what it means. My name comes from Sarah, which means princess, God's princess in Hebrew. What was the other talk show host?
Well, so we need more princesses.
My name's Mark, but here's what the question is: that I'm an avowed.
Mark, what's your friend's name that's on there with you?
Hi, I'm Ian.
Ian. His name means autistic.
Which comes from John, hey. Which means God's gracious gift.
All right, that's great, Sally. We don't really need a palm reading here. Now, Mark, what was your question for Sally?
I guess this is my question, is that the end of the earth has been coming for so long. Paul thought that it was coming soon. And
it's always just around the corner, Mark.
It was written in the Bible, and I think that it's a little bit of false advertising if the Bible is actually the Word of God, which I do not believe it is,
He's showing signs to a lot of people. Like, I was thinking, nobody knows the day and hour, and if they tried to tell you that, when they were on the Mount of Olives...
But aren't you the one giving us times of the blood moons?
Those are real. Those are real. They're going to be on the feast. I'm telling you, there's going to be four blood moons.
Okay, so you're saying the
four... 18 months.
Okay, so the four blood moons...
April 15th is the first one.
You're getting very excited, Sally, and I appreciate it. I'm just trying to understand what happens after the blood moons. I don't care what the dates are. We're going to notice, right? Like, a blood moon's pretty obvious.
Right, I can ignore the first three. It's the last one that matters.
What's going to happen afterwards?
So the disciples asked Jesus on the Mount of Olives in Matthew 24, what signs? Signs is a word that comes from signal. In the Hebrew language, there's a name for signal, and that's where you get the word signs. He gave them signs. He gave his disciples signs, and those are the signs I'm giving you. He said he would put them in his in the sky.
I guess I don't know how I can ask it, and I'm going to ask one more time,
okay,
and then we're going to have to end the call.
Okay.
But what will happen after these signs you're talking about, these blood moons?
So
are there more signs?
Is God going to kill us all or not?
He's going to return, and time is, and it's the last harvest.
Okay,
well, I promise you I'm not going
to
accept...
I don't know the day or hour, but I want you to look at the...
After the blood moons, please. Sally.
There's also,
Sally,
it's
what is going to happen after the blood moons?
I got another question. Sally, one last question on this, and then we're going to have to let you go. I promise you I'm never going to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. It's never, ever going to happen. But, Sally...
She's still talking.
What... Is she been potted
down? I think Edgy's been potted down.
I'm going to pray. Hold off on the prayers.
And I really appreciate your prayer for me. Thank you so much. What can I do besides accepting Jesus Christ as my personal Savior? Can I, like, stockpile food or should I buy pork bellies? I mean, exactly where should I go on this one? How do I plan ahead?
You should get down on your knees and you should say, Lord, help me. Because I know you're coming soon, and you should say, I don't believe in you. Prove it to me. That's what
I believe in God. No, I believe in God. I just don't believe God is cruel and insane.
Thanks, Sally.
Which is the God of the Bible.
For your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy your prayers. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I totally was that once.
It must be, like her, you mean?
Absolutely.
It must be frustrating to feel like the whole world is crumbling and that everybody's, living in this sinfulness and that God's going to destroy your friends and your neighbors because they haven't been living their life exactly correctly, and to try to whenever you talk to people, try to communicate to them this sense of urgency that, look, Mark, if you don't get it together soon, the blood moons, and
but
then
Ian,
something terrible.
Ian, that lady at least loves us and appreciates us. It's the Christians that believe that you're going to be swept up and that the blood moons and the whole deal, I have no idea, right? This is nonsense. But it's the ones that believe that and don't try to convince you. Mm-hmm. Those are the most despicable Christians that there are. The ones that don't share that stuff. Those are the people that should be cast down to hell if anybody needs to be cast anywhere. I'm pushing it. I don't really mean that at all. But, I mean, the people that believe this stuff and then don't share it, what do they think about you? I mean, they really put their own comfort in this world over other people's eternal souls. That's despicable.
Yeah, if there is a loving God, and the God that I believe in is...
I really appreciate Sally's position. Sally's position is we're going to hell and she's trying to save us. Thank God she's trying to do that. That shows a real love and a generosity of spirit.
Yeah, I guess I can see where you're coming from there.
Inside all that nonsense.
I'm still kind of tired of hearing it. 855-450-FREE, because I'm with you, Mark. I think that if there is a God, it's a loving God, and this God would love his creations, if indeed that is us. And why would you, if you love something, why would you torture it for all eternity? That's crazy talk.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Exactly! Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners by going to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
LegalZoom.com is a website. It's not run by lawyers, but it was created by an attorney that allows you to create all kinds of common legal documents that people trust. More than a million people have used LegalZoom.com to create documents like divorces or pet protection, powers of attorney, prenuptials, name changes, copyrights, deeds of transfer, leases, bankruptcy, immigration, whatever it is that you might need, LegalZoom can do it, and they can do it for a lot less than hiring an attorney. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code, speaking of paying less, use coupon code FTL, that's FTLs in Free Talk Live, and save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com.
All right, back to the phones and the fun. We go to Morgan in South Carolina. Morgan, you're listening to WSC, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I kind of wanted to ask Sally a question. And
I did not realize that your the call screener said you didn't have a question for Sally, that you just had some comments. So she's now no longer on the line, so you'll have to ask your question in retrospect. But go ahead.
Okay, well, all right, retrospect. It's funny how the right and the left, they're the same party pretty much, straight up. And I wanted to know that if how the right is completely against abortion. If the abortion that they were fighting against and that child that they saved happened to be gay, would they still fight for those rights?
That's an interesting question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Morgan.
It's the most hypocrisy.
Well, the people in Sally's position don't believe that gay people are born that way. That because to believe that, that's what they believe, because that's the only answer that fits in with their religious viewpoint or what they believe God thinks. Because if it could be shown, and to me it's been shown pretty crystal clear, like the gay people I know, they were born that way. They're pretty certain of it because they've always been attracted to members of the same sex. It wasn't a conscious choice at any point in their life, and I have no reason to disbelieve those folks when they tell me those things. But that is a story that is just, it just not, doesn't gel with this viewpoint that people like Sally have from their religion, because their religion couldn't possibly, it just can't fathom the idea that God could be okay with and even have created gay people. And if God is omniscient, how could it have been an accident that gay people were created?
Exactly. And it's funny, too, because, whether you're Tea Party or Republican or Democrat, I'm going to be straight with everybody who's listening. I'm a libertarian. I am for personal freedom. I am for, letting people do what they want to do, basically, non-aggressional principle. If they're not hurting anybody, what is the big deal?
Morgan, I'm with you, man, and I would recommend you check out the Free State Project. We're going to talk more about that here in a moment. Thanks for the call tonight.
Appreciate it.
Yep, go ahead, quick.
I was just added to that.
Really?
Awesome.
And so,
yeah, well, you've also got to go to freestateproject.org and then join the Free State Project and then make the move to New Hampshire, and we'll see you here. And thanks for the call tonight, Morgan. Appreciate it. Of course, the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You can go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about this movement of 20,000 people who love the ideas of liberty so much they're willing to pick up their lives and move to the same geographic area. That place is New Hampshire. That's where we moved back in 2006. Now, we're early movers. The people that are signed up right now, most of them haven't moved yet. Only about 5% of the people are actually here in New Hampshire. Only about 5% have moved thus far. So we're just barely getting the ball rolling, and there's so much excitement, so much coming in front of us with another 19,000 or so people that will be showing up at some point.
Of all different religions.
That's a great point,
The former president of the Free State Project, Varen Swearingen, big Christian.
Devoted Christian,
People get along here. When we hang out. The liberty-minded folks, they get along because they have other things in common besides religion.
So freestateproject.org, you owe it to yourself if you love liberty to go and check that out. Let's go to Tom in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Freeman.
Welcome, sir.
I would like to say that I have enjoyed many of your videos that I've seen online. It's the first time I've called your show. Hello, Mark.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep, thanks.
They were directed at Sally, and I wanted to say that I totally believe with her. I think that all gay people, just choose to be ridiculed and beaten and,
Right, they just love anal sex that much. They just want to be beaten and made fun of. Great point.
Right, let's be the most vilified social class in America, and, let's pick that.
you know, well, I'm not a homosexual. I don't care where you put it as long as I'm not sitting on your lap. But the question I wanted to ask to Sally was if she really believes in what she espouses, would she be willing to sacrifice one of those three children she was talking about the way that Abraham was asked to do?
Yeah, I mean, the old God liked sacrificing children and, you know, all kinds of animals.
It wasn't just Abraham. It wasn't just Isaac. There was actually a general, and his name began with J, and I'm sorry, it was just too long to remember, who promised the first thing that passed through his door. So he wasn't promising, you know, he was promising something when he returned from victorious from battle, and that thing happened to be his virgin daughter. Somehow her virginity was wrapped into this, too, which is never really explained in the Bible, why her virginity would be an issue here and why she didn't go out and get some and just, you know, break the whole pact here. But it took about a year, and, yep, sure enough, he sacrificed her to God. God didn't come down and save her, though.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I mean, you're talking about, you know, stoning women who wear different fabrics. We're talking about
mutilating
boys' genitals. There's lots of stuff in the Bible, and people just tend to pick and choose. You know, either you believe or you don't believe. I personally, you know, I'm a scientist. I don't personally believe, but I respect your right to believe it. But have some stones and stand up and, you know, say what you think. And other than that, you know, you got to enforce everything. You can't just pick and choose.
Tom, good call tonight. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. Dana's on the line in Michigan, listening in Grand Rapids, WTKG. Hey, Dana.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
we're on the same page on a lot of things. I want to say something first directly to Mark and maybe to Ian, too, but mostly to Mark because he was so vocal. You said that you will never believe in the Son of God because of the way, you know, you were raised and indoctrinated and the bad experience you had.
No, I am a Son of God. I believe that. I will not believe that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior.
Son, as in, because you're a male, but literally you're a child of God. You're not God's son. Because I'm a daughter of God. I get what you're saying, but basically we're children of God. But what I'm saying to you is, Mark, don't use that as an excuse, because you were given a gift, and that gift was the knowledge of his existence. So don't let other people determine where you go. And as far as that... is that music?
Yeah, I don't know what you're getting at. So hang on, Dana. I want to give you a chance to explain yourself fully. Stand by. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-450-FREAK. She's done this talk show thing before. It's about the music. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here. Live Saturday edition of the show, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-453. Also, I haven't mentioned this enough tonight. We do have Skype. You can Skype the show at username lrn.fm, and we will get you on the air here. You can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. We've gone off in a theological direction. We had one lady call the show who had a particular viewpoint that really rubs Mark the wrong way, having grown up in a Christian household, going to Christian school. Mark had a kind of a tough time coming to grips with certain things from that perspective, and ended up rejecting the entirety of what he was taught by the Christian church, then sort of spiraled down into a place where you really didn't believe in anything for a while.
It's my contention that my religious upbringing sent me to prison.
Because of the sort of drastic reaction to giving it all up that you had in your life?
Some people are going to react that way if you tell them that morality comes out of a book instead of, you know, showing how bad actions result in bad things. They're going to have that reaction that when they don't believe the story anymore, that suddenly morality doesn't exist anymore either.
So we've covered a number of issues here, and I wanted to make sure we brought Dana back on the line. Also want to remind you to go to shop.freetalklive.com. where you can shop through our links there at, like, Amazon, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, and it's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for through Amazon, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US, and help Free Talk Live out all at once, including Derek J's victimless crime spree. I forgot to mention the other day, just because I've been so loaded with work at the fair. I've been doing county fair outreach for the last several days. But we blew through the anniversary, the one-year anniversary for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It was originally released free on YouTube on the 31st, July 31st of 2012. The DVD, the director's cut, was released about 6 months later, and the video on YouTube has had around 85,000 views, which I think is fantastic. We've sold a couple hundred of the DVDs, a few hundred DVDs, so that's good too. And it's great. It's been great. And you can get your own DVD. You can get your own Derek Jay's Victimless Crimes Free DVD, a movie that I produced. And it's, I think it's an incredibly entertaining film. Really proud of it. You can get yours over at Amazon. Just search for it. And if you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, you can get Derek Jay's DVD, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you do that. So thanks for doing it. We bring Dana back on the line in Michigan. Dana, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so now is that chance. Go ahead.
I had a couple of things, but one, there's two things I wanted to say. One to Mark is that I know there has been a horrible experience. I've heard this from so many people that were raised Christian. Doesn't matter the denomination, that it was shoved down their throat, that they went through horrific experiences. Do not turn from God. Don't blame that on God because of what a human is telling you. They went about it the wrong way. They did what they thought. Maybe they thought it was right or just, but too many people use that as a cop-out. That was one thing.
I don't think he was blaming God.
Better go on.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, the other thing was I didn't hear this from either Mark or Ian. God is a good God and a loving God, like Sally said, but he is a just God. If you're not going to ask for forgiveness for sin and go, you need to ask for forgiveness to repent and then to stop and sin no more. You stop the sin, then you'll have salvation. You'll have eternity. You can't live any old way, Mark and Ian, and expect to have the same reward as someone who's lived a just life. And the other thing is, I'm going to come at it because unlike you guys, I have never read the Bible from front to back. So I don't have the
knowledge
to you or Sally. Okay.
Only Mark on the show has read the Bible that much. I have not. I have only read the Quran from front to back.
Have you guys ever read, and there are many of these written accounts in book form of people who have been clinically dead. The majority overwhelmingly experienced what they thought was heaven. There are some accounts there in book form of people who experienced hell. And these people, I'm coming at it from that aspect. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And for those who don't...
If that's what you want for yourself, then yeah, you'll probably find that to be the case.
Right. I find that after, you know, post-death experiences to be the most compelling evidence for an afterlife. And I do believe in an afterlife.
Okay.
But there's all kinds of different stories out there. Mm. Certainly there are people giving stories of heaven, their picture of heaven. Some people are giving stories of their picture of hell. But most people are giving just all kinds of different stories of things that happen to them.
True.
Meeting relatives and things like that.
There are a lot of different stories.
Then you guys haven't read the accounts. They're very, very similar.
I have.
I've read accounts.
We're not talking about streets of gold here. We're talking about relatives and things like that.
What do you mean relatives?
Usually relative.
Somebody's talking to
a relative. Yes, usually people are talking to relatives.
No. I'm talking what they experienced.
The
peace, and that they didn't want to come back.
Sure, peace.
These were mothers of children who didn't want to come back to this earth knowing they were leaving their kids and their husbands and their families. They didn't want to come back. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is there's both. There are accounts of hell, too. What would be the purpose of hell if you guys don't believe that God is going to punish? And God.
Well, I don't believe in hell.
I don't believe in that.
I don't believe in that because I don't believe in a God that punishes its creations.
He doesn't. And that's where I think
Sally, he doesn't.
I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. None of us know until we die. But from what I understand, God isn't going to condemn you to hell or
evil.
Well,
what about this?
You know who's going to condemn you?
You're going to do it yourself.
He's going to give you pure knowledge. You're going to know what the sins were, and you are going to judge yourself because he loves you too much to condemn you.
That's an interesting perspective, Dana. Now, what I've heard that might tie into that, my favorite story, and thank you for the call tonight, I appreciate it. My favorite story is one that Garrett Ian posted to his YouTube channel. Freeconquered.org is his website. He went to a hearing with, I think it was a medical marijuana hearing in Concord, and of course, the Attorney General's office trots out their liars with all their usual propaganda, their anti-marijuana propaganda. And then there's this guy who came out wheelchair-bound who has a really messed-up spine. Like, the dude's spine is screwed up big time. It's because he engaged in military maneuvers with G-forces. He was a test pilot.
Oh.
You know, they swing the guy around and around and around and around. That's that guy. He was that guy. And it just it turned his spine to jelly, basically. So this guy had a near-death experience, and he was recounting what his near-death experience was like. And I thought that was fascinating. Basically, you know, it had some of the trappings of kind of the near-death experience. I think it had, like, you know, the bright light or whatever. But at the major thrust of his definition or his explanation was that he was shown his whole life, and he experienced himself through the eyes and the emotions of the people whose life he touched. And so if he made, you know, if someone cried because of something that he did, he felt that emotion. If somebody was angry because of something that he did, he felt that emotion. He went through that experience that is basically he helped create in that other individual. And if he helped that person feel joy, he felt that too. So he went through this range of experiences and this range of emotions. And I can imagine that if your life was a bad life, if you, you know, were a bad person most of the time and most of your days were spent stealing or harming or hurting other people, or that's just something you did more often than good things, then that would be a pretty hellish experience to go through something like that, to, you know, be subjected to that. And similarly, if you were very nice to folks and giving and caring and kind, then that would be a much more pleasant experience. But anyway, after that that happened, he was returned. He was told he had more to do here, and it was sent back. And it was just, to me, that was just a striking experience that really doesn't fall into one camp or the other. That's not, well, that's heaven or that's hell. It's just you're experiencing your own life through the eyes of others.
I think that life's a continuum. To suggest that this lifetime is somehow the most important of those lifetimes it takes an awful lot of hubris if you believe that lifetime is a continuum. So I believe that heaven and hell are created on a daily basis by the way you react and interact with other people.
I'm with you on that one. 855-453 is toll-free, and we have a few moments remaining. Enough time for you and your thoughts on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Tis the live Saturday edition, and lots of stuff is available on our website. And those things include news updates, email updates. That's the best way to keep in the loop with the important things about the show. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those. Again, news.freetalklive.com. That's also where you can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Google+, to make it easy for you to connect with our social media. So again, go to news.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, we've got Scott on the line in Wisconsin listening to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Scott.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Welcome. Yes, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. Yeah, a little problem about the anyone talking about religion. Christianity was never meant to be a religion.
What do you mean by that?
Just go back. Christianity was never meant to be a religion. It was meant to be a way of Jesus saying good people and bad people.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Christianity was never meant to be a religion.
I followed you when you said that point.
So Jesus didn't want to create a religion?
Pardon?
Jesus didn't want to create a religion? Or Yaheshua?
Yahweh, not Hashua.
Yahweh. Okay. All right. I mean, I think that this is one of the big stickers, by the way, is how in the hell am I supposed to believe a book who can't even properly translate the name of the main character?
And the problem is are you both believers or not?
What does that mean?
Here, let me back up for a second. I just caught your show probably 45, 35 minutes ago. I just called you guys. I didn't know what the hell was going on, so.
All right, that's fine.
I'm just catching up, so.
I don't think that my opinion on religion is any more or less important than you or any other callers here.
And he may be right, by the way. I mean, I know that Buddha certainly did not intend to create a religion, but
I think Jesus absolutely did. You think all those people following around?
Here's the problem with all religions are man-made. You understand?
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of their flaws.
Yeah, but which one, who's what, where, and when. But Christianity was never meant to be a religion. Jesus said, be nice, be kind with all people, not color, you know, they don't care. But yet, here we got people blowing each other up because your religion is better than mine. What the hell are we doing here?
I'm with you on that, Scott. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE.
Jesus is one of my favorite characters in the Bible.
Let's go to Jared. He's in South Carolina listening to WSCFM. Hey, Jared.
How you doing, sir?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, say I believe in God. I believe that Jesus Christ came to earth a little over 2,000 years ago, died on the cross. I hate organized religion, and I'm one of those guys that you were talking about earlier where at a young age it was crammed down my throat. And one of the things that gets me is that we usually, in our in America, we associate Republicans with conservatives, Christians, and Democrats with atheists. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, conservatives have generally been social conservatives have sort of always attached themselves to whatever the religion was of the time. I mean, in Rome, the social conservatives believed in Zeus. So, yeah, I think that's the generally the idea.
It certainly seems like a Democrat is more likely to be an atheist than a Republican. However, all the Democrat politicians certainly tout how religious they are. So, you know, as far as the visible political side of the Democrats and Republicans, they both act very pious.
Yeah, and you know that's all politics. It's all to get votes. And
sure.
Yeah, I think Jesus was probably an anarchist, though.
I agree with you.
All right.
I'm a libertarian. I believe anarchy is the best answer, except I'm a libertarian. I believe in a very limited government whose only purpose is to protect the rights of the people and nothing else. And one of the things in the Bible, and I call out Christians as hypocrites, and I had a conversation with my mom on this because she's a hardcore Christian, is that the rich man asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Basically, love God, love others.
Yeah.
And if you vote...
I like that one.
If you vote Republican or Democrat, you are voting for somebody to steal money from everybody else and use it for what they want to use it for. So if you are claimed to be a Christian and you vote Republican or Democrat, you're a hypocrite automatically, and your whole what's the word I'm looking for? That collapses their whole, you know, the whole belief they have.
Who would Jesus force money from? You know, who would Jesus arm rob?
Because that's
Jesus
essentially
bomb? That's what taxes are. Well, taxes, you generally don't get bombed for not paying taxes.
No, but they bomb people with tax money.
That much is true, but the Democrats can always say, well, I wouldn't have them do that. I just want them to take care of the poor people.
Oh, really? Well, let's have them put forward the bills that'll have them withdraw the military from the countries around the world that they're in. Oh, wait, they're not doing that? Okay, then, yeah, they'll have them do that. The Democrats and Republicans are both as likely to bomb innocent people. They've all done it during their administrations. You're absolutely on board. I think you're right on these, Jared. Appreciate your call and the thoughts here. And if you're a liberty mind,
quick.
Yep.
Yeah. And personally, I believe that homosexuality is a sin, but it's not my position to judge other people or tell the people what they can and can't do. And
do you think that? Do you think that they were born that way?
No.
What evidence do you have for that?
Because naturally humans are designed to reproduce, and so it's unnatural.
That's a nice opinion, but naturally there's a lot of evidence to show that people are born gay. You see it in the animal kingdom, and you certainly see it in the human world, and gay people will tell you that they've always been attracted to people of the same sex. So why disregard all of that evidence?
That's what I believe in. You know, as libertarians,
because it's more convenient to your belief.
I'm not going to judge anybody else.
That's fine, but you did say it's a sin. Because it's more convenient to your belief system, that's why you won't look at the evidence. It's classic cognitive dissonance. As a libertarian, you should know what cognitive dissonance is all about. That's where your mind basically shuts down on any kind of evidence that could threaten your belief system, or at least a portion of the belief system in this case. I'd like you to think about that, and I thank you for the call, Jared. 855-450-FREE.
I think he's taken the giant step forward, which is I'm going to stay out of other people's business.
Well, yeah, and he's not a fan of organized religion. That's certainly appreciated. Those guys don't seem to do that much good.
Yeah, I don't really care what people's opinion is on homosexuality, as long as their opinion is I don't care what other people do, as long, you know, as long as you don't want to get involved in somebody else's life and use force and violence on them, I don't really care.
I agree with you there, but I think it's still important to talk about this. This is not a choice for gay people. For
I tend
the most
to think
part.
It's not. Yeah. I used to think it was, but
until you meet enough gay people and talk to them,
consider for a second. It doesn't matter whether it's a choice or not. If from the religious standpoint, everybody is racked with their own sort of problems when they're born, created, or whatever. You come equipped with problems, so you're predisposed to whatever sins you're predisposed to. Why in the hell should I give you a pass if you're predisposed to the gay sin and I'm predisposed to, the smoking sin?
What are you getting at?
I'm making the point that everybody is born with problems.
Mm.
And
I don't think it's a problem to be a gay.
As far as Christians are concerned, predispositions to certain sins.
Uh-huh.
All right? So if you're born with a predisposition to the sin of homosexuality, who cares? Keep it in your pants. Have sex with women is what their idea is, and do the right thing. They're not claiming, you know, that many Christians can make the claim that, look, fine, you're born that way. So what? It's still sinful.
Yeah, I think that's nonsense.
People are born
nonsense.
With the propensity to
they will never make
kill
that claim.
Other people.
They'll never make that claim because it's too detrimental to their beliefs.
Who's they?
The Christians.
The Christians?
The Christians
you sound like a bigot now.
The Christians. In
some
the case,
Christians will make some claims, and other Christians will make others.
Well, I've never heard a Christian call this show who would agree that gay people are born gay. Because
all right.
It's too threatening to their particular perspective.
They certainly don't have time with 1 minute left.
Bill is on the line in Alabama, in Mobile, listening to WAVH on FM. Hey, Bill.
That guy was just talking. He's an idiot, you know?
No, I don't know what that means. Why is that?
Well, he hasn't really come up to the real world. You know, he still saw it done in the back in 1965 or 66 or something. You know?
What are you suggesting? I'm confused.
I'm just saying that all this religious factor, usually what I can see of those kind of people, they're the ones that are in the closet, you know, and they're trying to cover up, you know.
I think there's some evidence for that, especially those politicians. The more anti-gay they are, the more likely they're having sex with some little college aide in their bathroom.
Have you ever noticed that? You know, I mean, they're the ones that, you know, that are up in the woods there, you know.
Those who doth protest the loudest. I'm with you, Bill. Thanks for the call tonight. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Quantum Vibes, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.